today I'm joined by the band Dead Sarah, so I'd like to thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
Of course.
So you guys just played Orion, and I was able to catch the whole set. Very, very energetic. Do you guys have any pre-show rituals or, to get ready vocally or physically?
I think just stretching and warm-ups. You know, the use. And pound a bottle of Jack. But.
Yeah.
Each person gets one bottle.
Yeah.
Our rider gets pretty expensive.
Yeah. All right, so you're known for climbing on amps and speakers, and as you did today, have you ever gotten up there and thought, oh, this was a bad idea?
Every time.
Every time? Have you ever injured yourself?
I've hit the bottom of my foot too hard and bruised it a little bit. That's it.
That does.
Yeah.
I want to say, like, watching the fan reaction, they just feed off of the energy of all you guys.
Yeah.
I think it's when you can connect, like, absolutely. It's awesome.
When we feel it back, it's the best, you know?
Yeah.
When they start to participate and get going.
Well, awesome. So, you two have known each other for about 10 years,
yeah.
Right? What is it about your relationship do you feel that, you know, just clicks?
We just clicked? That was our relationship?
But anyway, is it your personalities or just, are you guys yin and yang?
I remember when we first met, we just found the same things to be hilarious that no one else really thought was funny.
Yeah.
We were the same sense of humor.
You could, yeah, that's what it was.
And it was so bizarre.
That's right.
And
the stupidest things.
So stupid.
Nobody else can see. We saw.
That's good.
We saw the lights.
You saw it.
There were signs.
Yeah.
They were signs. Humor was signs. That's the title of the next record.
Humor signs.
Yeah.
Alright, so being a female fronted band, female lead guitar player, do you feel that you have girls that look up to you? Do you feel like you're a role model? Do you find that the business was easier or harder for you?
Well, definitely we get women and girls that are like, this is fucking awesome. You guys are actually playing some rock and roll, you know? Not with any boundary, you know? Just the essence of rock and roll. But then again, when you go to our shows, it's mostly men. So, it's just everybody. I think I don't know.
Appreciate it for what it is. Yeah,
right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So to me, you have a pretty distinct sounding voice. Did you, when you first started singing, did you have influences, or did you just kind of figure it out along the way? Like what you wanted to sound?
Both.
Yeah.
Both.
So who were some of your influences?
Well, at the beginning, it was like mostly 60s and 70s. That really drew me into like wanting to sing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Can't name just a few.
Right.
There's just so many fucking great singers at that time.
Was it your parents that brought that influence, or just you discovered
Not
it
really.
On your own?
Yeah. No? I totally discovered it on my own, you know? Once I found that era, I was just like, never looked back.
Well, awesome.
You know?
So a few months ago, you guys released the video for Lemon Scent. Who came up with the concept for the idea?
The director, Reg. Ringspear.
Yeah.
A friend of ours.
It looked like it was probably a pretty intense shoot. Did you guys have to go through training to learn how to not knock each other out?
Well,
yeah.
Months.
No. Yeah.
2 days beforehand.
Oh, really?
We did.
A couple hours of, yeah.
Like, is there a trick? Or is it just, you gotta get as close as you can and
hope? You can learn, like, the basics of boxing.
Right.
And then how to do the camera angles and all that stuff. It's a little, like, stunt work and
Right. Yeah, I was going to say the video went in a totally different direction than I thought it was going. Because I was like, wait, which of those two are going to, I thought it was a really, really cool video.
Yeah.
So you guys have something called Face to Face Fridays that kind of give it behind the scenes. Who thought of that? And, I mean, was it fan driven or?
I don't remember
who thought of it, but it definitely is fan driven. All the questions are fan driven.
Yeah, right.
And Sean hosts it, obviously.
Right.
I think Jared
is last
that one.
Friday.
Yeah, probably
Friday. Friday.
Right.
Yeah, I think Jared came up with that one, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, on average, you guys get 50 questions and you have to narrow it down? Or
I actually don't know. I just get them. Our manager usually forwards them to me, and I just
a
get
fan of ours gets them.
Yeah. Oh.
He posts the dedicated. Oh, okay. Because we have a fan base called the Dedicated. And he goes and hits up all our fans and asks, okay, they're going to be doing questions, you know.
Right. What's the weirdest question you've ever been asked?
Where was the band name from?
Weirdest question.
Is Sarah dead?
Weirdest.
How many times do you get asked who is Sarah?
That's why I sent this.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
All right, so.
It's like something sexual.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't answer.
Right.
Yeah. If it was, because you like, Sean doesn't ask every question that comes in.
There's
so
too many.
If there was a really weird one, it probably got ignored.
Or we like probably answered it, but didn't put it on.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right, so what inspires you when writing and creating music?
What's up?
What inspires you when writing and creating music?
Music.
Yeah. Anybody in particular, or just a...
No, I mean, it's kind of like...
Everything.
Yeah, what's around is, like, your friends and where music is going and where it's heading. It's all exciting. I think it's more about future, you know, and what you can do. It's inspiration to me, you know.
So are you working on any new material?
We are.
You
it's
are.
Exactly what we're doing right now.
Awesome.
This is just a few shows.
Right.
So we're a little out of the grind here. We just get to throw ourselves back into it.
So you're in a studio or you're just in the writing phase right now?
Both.
Both.
We're just recording a lot of demos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a release in mind? Like a date, release date?
No.
No.
I think first we're just gonna, once we record all the songs, we'll figure out what the demo, what the single is, and we'll just start with that. You know?
So, last year, I'd mentioned you broke your rib and had to cancel a bunch of shows. Are you fully healed now? And
all healed.
Yeah. Does it feel like you're a new person, or do you still have to watch yourself and not get as crazy? Or?
I don't have to watch myself. I got a lighter guitar.
Oh, okay.
Which helps. And I have, like, you know, stretches and things I need to do and keep up. And
right.
Just kind of filled up the
Now, did
area.
Something happen to you, or it just...
I got a stress fracture, and it was from playing heavy Les Pauls,
right.
And just years of it, you know, knocking into me, or repetitive
kind of
thing, yeah.
You think about it, you know.
Yeah.
So. All right, so your tour descended with Muse. Other than the album, do you have any other dates that are, you know, coming up that you'll be playing, or just working on that new material?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just today and then... Columbus with Silver Sun Pickups, and then just more new material.
Okay.
Back in that daily grind.
Yeah. So do you guys find that you like the downtime, or you like to be on tour?
I like the downtime.
You guys
tour
have-
is tour.
Right.
You gotta like prep for it.
Right.
And then you're in it, you're in it. But when you're at home, when you're writing and you're writing, you get into the groove of things. Everything's fresh and new. And so when you're doing that and then you go out to do a festival, once you're totally in that mindset, it can be a little rough, you know? So that's why I say back home. But when we're on tour, and that's when it feels good.
Right. Do you guys have any hobbies that you do when you're not touring?
I love to edit photos.
Yeah? So you do a side photography, like,
no. iPhone editing photos.
Stand-up comedian.
You know, we do board games and stuff.
Yeah.
Paint, draw.
Make music.
Yep.
We're musicians, yeah. You know?
Then you guys hang out when you're off the road, or is
no.
that kind
of...
No.
Yeah, I haven't seen these guys in months.
Hell no.
Yeah.
We know some bands, when they take a break.
Thanks
for
not writing, we do.
Yeah.
I would say we see, well, we've been writing, but we see each other almost every day.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't... It's weird to me when I hear of bands that, like, certain members of the bands don't even talk until they
get together
for tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
yeah.
like, I'm like, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, you're almost like, sounds like they're not even friends. I mean, I'm not gonna name names or anything, but, like, it's like, that's, that wouldn't be fun.
It sounds like we would be, like, maybe got kids and family.
But even then,
I know.
I feel like I would talk to you guys at least.
Yeah.
Skype you, at least.
Skype.
I'm having a kid, by the way.
Okay.
Just to let you guys know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That was fast.
Yeah, it was fast.
One day.
Who?
Gina.
Really?
It's pre-recorded. Awesome!
Now we're just talking.
That's okay.
I'm not actually having a kid.
No, I know.
But we started dating. Yeah.
So are there any bands here that you're looking forward to seeing?
The Bronx?
I saw them. Yeah, they're
great. Yeah. Yeah, they're awesome.
They're so good.
The drummer's so good.
Oh my
so good.
God damn it.
What are the ones who are playing? Death Grip?
Death Grips are playing a little bit, and I'd like to see some pickups.
Yeah.
And
come on, let's not forget.
Come on.
Bass Nectar?
Bass Nectar.
You're into that.
Sure, yeah, totally. I mean, I watched the Bronx earlier, and they're fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I love
cool.
them. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so I just want to end on a random question. If any of you were asked to get in the ring for a charity event, would you want your opponent to be?
Like actually fight? Like a real fight?
You know, similar to in the video.
Oh my god, I was about to say something, but it's being taped. Can't do it.
Probably, what's his name?
Andy Dick.
No, Mar- 30 Seconds to Mars, lead singer?
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto.
For charity.
I
want to
fight Jared Leto for charity.
That would be so amazing. We need. I was going to say something, but I'm like, oh, I can't. He's already had a fight with this girl. Can't do it. You know what I'm talking about? I was like, next time I fucking see her, I'm going to punch her in the face.
Wait, is it? Yeah, I was going to say, does your name start with an L? I don't know. That's the first name that came to my mind was Andy Dick. Not that I hate him or anything.
Right.
I don't know.
Nobody
be
right.
Do I have the name right? That's Andy Dick, right? The little comedian guy?
Yeah.